Joining us now, Tom Skilling, sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems. Tom, I just feel so lucky to get to talk to you today. I mean, it's like talking to Tom Brady after he wins the Super Bowl, or like the king after a coronation. I mean, everybody wants your attention today. So much going on. This is our first major snowstorm of the year.
Yeah, somebody wrote me on social media and said, hey, you know, this used to be commonplace. We're getting awfully upset about this and devoting a lot of attention to it. But, you know, I think what's gone on is it's been such a lackluster winter up till now that even getting a couple of inches is something. This storm system has produced as much as 5 inches of snow in Oak Park and Gurnee, and as little as a trace down in Kankakee. So the amounts taper as you go south, which had been what was expected. The official total is just over 2 inches at O'Hare and Midway. That's not done yet, Anna. We'll keep light snow going, and then it'll switch over to lake effect snow, and we'll get sporadic lake effect snow showers tonight and tomorrow on the shoreline area and in lakeshore counties. It will be limited to those areas, not areas inland. But this is a storm that produced over 14 and a half inches out in parts of Nebraska. They had 14 inches out by Des Moines. You go up into Wisconsin, up by Verona, they had 10 inches, and there was 9 inches in the Madison area. Lake Geneva had almost 4.5 inches, and actually close to 5 inches, and same at Pleasant Prairie, which is up in Kenosha County. So quite a spread across the area, but the wind has been something. It's turned Lake Michigan into a frenzy. And I must say, and I, you know, looking out on this lake, it's quite interesting. The winds have been slicing off the tops of the waves, and you can see the spray blowing in the winds, which may not be clear to folks living away from the water, because the winds tend to be strongest coming right in off the water. They're undeterred by frictional drag because of all that time coming in off the choppy lake surface, but it doesn't provide much resistance for their movement, so the winds tend to be stronger along the lake. So it's an interesting system.
Yeah, interesting.
By the way, Annette,
go ahead.
It may not be the last one. There's another one that we're watching later Saturday night, Sunday, and into Sunday night. So that'll we'll be close to the rain snow line on that one. Again, we were relatively close on this one, but this same storm produced tornadoes and damaging tornadoes down through the south last night. So we were lucky in missing those.
Yeah, we certainly were. I mean, and this seemed as if it was made for some messy commute, you know, situations. I saw a lot of accidents out there. It was the slippery roads, slushy roads, icy roads. And IDOT had its work cut out for it. Itself today too, just trying to clear it. It's one of those tough things to shovel. It's one of those tough things to clear the roads when it just keeps falling like it has been.
Yeah, and of course the winds, you know, you'll plow a road and then the winds blow the snow back over it in places and create some icy spots. So we've had larger. This, by the way, Anna, is the 54th anniversary of the start of our benchmark blizzard here, the blizzard of 67, which shut the city down. And of course, you know, January, that's prime time for our big snowstorms around here. We had the Jane Byrne, Michael Blandick blizzard that you and I have talked about before in 79. And then we're coming up on the Groundhog's Day blizzard anniversary in 2011. And, you know, run down the list. We've had some big snows at this time of the year. So this, by comparison, is kind of a cakewalk. But tell that to anybody who's trying to travel on some of these roads that, as you say, are kind of slippery and have been challenging.
Yeah, I think that has been the real issue. And that's, as you point out, not that bad of a thing to have happen. It's it is what it is. And you say more is on the way. Tom, when do you see this next system sort of completing? When do you see the snow moving out of here for a little while?
Well, you know, the system snow, that's the snow that's generated by the low pressure itself, will be ending slowly from the west, and so we'll switch over to the lake snow mode, which is limited to areas along the shoreline, and it comes and goes. You know how lake snows are. You set up these little narrow plumes, as we call them, which are, they parallel the winds, which are blowing in from the northeast, and so you can get this long band of snow. And if you are on the receiving end of that, it may only be 10 or 20 miles across, but where you get that, you know, all that moisture feeding in that narrow little corridor, it snows heavily, but in counties near the lake, it tends not to affect areas away from the lake. So, for instance, out in the Fox Valley and out toward DeKalb and Rockford and all, the snows will be winding down, and things will be pretty quiet, whereas in Lake County, Illinois, Kenosha and Racine counties up in Wisconsin, down here into Cook County and Lake County and Porter County in Indiana, we're going to get some spells of snow. And at times, if you get on the receiving end of one of these little plumes, the snow can come down pretty vigorously. In general, it looks like lakeside counties have several more inches of snow to go, and there may be brief areas where brief periods where the snow comes down at a pretty good clip, but it won't be widespread. If you're in one of those, be aware of the fact that probably 10 or 20 miles north and south of you, it's not snowing with near the vigor that you're seeing outside where you are at the time it's snowing.
Hey, Tom, I want to ask you, you've been talking a lot about a snow drought with us since you've been on all winter, really. You said that's been the theme. We haven't really had as much snow as we've typically seen. And now I wonder, yes, does this snowfall bring us back to normal? Where are we with all that?
No, it doesn't, Anna. We're pretty down on snowfall. Through midnight, we had 9.3 inches of snow for the whole season. And 18 inches, about twice that amount, is what's normal. So we're down a pretty good, it'll take a pretty healthy snowstorm to knock that out, but that's, you know, that can happen. You can defeat these droughts with even a single snow if you get a direct hit. So it's early yet in the season. You know, we have months yet to go where it can still snow, and we can bring those numbers up closer to normal. I suspect there are a lot of folks who aren't unhappy at the situation that we've had. They don't miss the snow. But I hear from other folks, and you know, we have folks who earn a living plowing snow and so forth.
Sure.
You know, this is a real disappointment. But you also have the cross-country skiers and the snowmobilers and folks who just aesthetically like the snow. And there are people like that. Hey, I'm a crazy guy who goes up to Alaska in the wintertime on occasion, you know, and has gotten in the car and driven up into, you know, the north woods of Wisconsin, upper Michigan, or to the lee of Lake Michigan over in lower Michigan. So there is something kind of pretty about it. But again,
yeah,
you know, if you've got to commute in this, it's a devil.
All right, back with Tom Skilling today, and this is quite a day to get to talk with you, Tom. It's, boy, what an event. This is, and maybe it's, as you said, just because we haven't seen a lot of this so far, but it certainly, it came down, and it's continuing to come down.
Yeah, we've got some lake effect that we go through from this point forward into Wednesday, and it'll eventually wind down on Wednesday, but, and, you know, lake snows are kind of localized. They'll hit one spot, not another. So the heart of the snow, the broad snow that covers the whole area, is winding down and going to be out of here pretty soon. And it'll be more of the localized snows that come in off the lake that we get. And then we go through a couple of days. Now, you know, we've laid down a fresh snowpack, Anna, so that allows this Arctic air to come down over that highly reflective, cold air preserving snow cover. And there have been some bitterly cold temps up in the upper Midwest. They had wind chill advisories and air temps that went sub-zero in North Dakota and Minnesota last night. And that's the source region for our air the next couple of days. Now, we'll go down to some single digits very possibly in the lighter wind regime by Thursday morning. And even tomorrow morning, Wednesday morning, we'll have lows going down to the low teens out in the suburbs, probably about 17 in the city, and then going up only to the mid-20s during the day tomorrow, and mid to upper 20s Thursday, then 30 on Friday. And then Saturday brings a return to low 30s and low or mid-30s on Sunday, but it could snow Sunday. And that's a system that's going to drop out of Montana into the plains, start tapping some Gulf moisture. So it's supposed to produce a pretty good and pretty extensive precipitation shield. Now, it looks like we're favoring snow here, but we'll be close to the rain snow line, so it'll be interesting to watch how that thing unfolds. But there's a potential we could get another accumulating snow out of that starting Saturday afternoon or night and into Sunday and Sunday night. Even snow showers on Monday next week. So
yeah,
these systems, Anna, are tending to linger in the area for a little while.
You know, it's funny. I feel like snowstorms in general, they can be messy and they can cause headaches. But there's something calming about a snowstorm, too, particularly in these times, Tom.
Yeah.
It takes your mind off everything in the world. That's all that matters in that moment is that snow coming down. And, boy, it looks pretty coming down, I think. I'm a fan.
It is pretty. You know, Anna, people have sent me pictures, and this is back in the days when we actually used film to take our photographs. And they're sending pictures of the 67 blizzard. And they were little kids at the time, and they're standing on top of these mammoth snow piles that were so much a part of that storm. I mean, anybody who lived through that storm will remember it. There were 20,000 cars abandoned on area expressways. I think they had an estimated 500 or 1,000 CTA buses, you know, that were sidelined, stuck in snowbanks. That was a mean storm, and that thing arrived without a lot of warning.
Sure
and then,
did.
Of course, we had the Jane Byrne blizzard. The snowstorms since then have been better forecast because we have better tools now. Our modeling is better. Heck, you know, when the 67 blizzard occurred, we didn't even have access to satellite imagery like we do today. Nor did we have access to the kind of radar composites that show us the full layout of the snow with a given storm. So we have much better tools now to watch this, you know, this system coming together.
I remember the 2011, well, most people would if you were in the city, because it totally just stopped. It just brought everything in the city to a grinding halt. I was getting on Lakeshore Drive's inbound. I was going northbound, I should say. I was on the ramp, basically, the lane where you access it. And I just saw all of a sudden an entire parking lot of cars, and many of those people had to abandon their cars, as we remember, and just left them there because there was no way to get out of there. I just kind of did a U-ey on that ramp and got out of there, and I just thought, oh my gosh, here we go. It was a memorable one.
Are you talking about the Groundhog's Day storm?
Yes, yes.
Back in 20... Oh, yeah, that was awful. I mean, there were people stuck on Lakeshore Drive for 12 hours. And our brave fire department folks and the police department got out there and rescued these folks at 3 and 4 and 5 o'clock in the morning. And some of them have been there, and obviously they didn't dare run their cars or they were out of gas because you were afraid of being asphyxiated and sitting in your car, which was drifted over with snow. Then it was thundering and lightning in that snow as well. And, you know, lightning in these snowstorms is nothing to fool with. I know we've had TV folks up jumping up and down and excited about that. Is a potent breed of lightning that occurs in these snowstorms. We call it positively charged lightning. It's high amperage, very capable of injuring if you're struck by it. So you don't take lightning, even in a snowstorm, lightly. It can do damage and also be injurious. No question about it.
Tom, I'm kind of feeling for the kids because normally, I don't know, growing up, great memories I have of the snow days, the things me and my sisters would do, get to go out in the backyard and play the snowball fights. We'd build igloos. We had some great igloos and snowmen, all that stuff. And the kids today, what's happening, I'm seeing, is that they don't call a snow day now. They say, okay, kids, now it's time for remote learning, because it's all set up for that now. They don't even get a snow day, and I'm just feeling for them. I think they deserve a snow day.
I know. Well, you know, everything's been turned upside down by this COVID-19 and homeschooling and everything else. Yeah, remember how we used to sit glued to the radio? We listened to WGN to find out what schools were closed, and you kind of hoped yours was on the list.
Right. Your parents were hoping not. You were praying that it was.
Right. And you wanted to go out and play in it. And, you know, I was a big snow fort builder as a kid. So you wanted to get to work on that beautiful snow that was out there to build a snow fort. You know, such was life when you were young and you didn't have to worry about earning a living or getting to work or commuting or anything like that.
How about it?
It's a different stage of life. Yeah.
Yeah. And I suppose most are remote still, but I noticed in LaGrange and some other folks, they just said, you know what, we're going to call a snow day, but we're going to go to remote because we're all set up and this is how we're going to do it now. I kind of laughed at that because I thought, well, you can't even get your snow days. You can't even hope for them because they're all set up for this.
I
don't know, Tom.
Oh, for more normal times.
Oh, I know. It's around the corner. I hope, I pray it's gonna happen. Tom, I heard you had a problem with your Comcast. Are you okay with that? Everything okay going on there?
Oh, yeah. You know, the folks are great. I'm so happy with that cable service. I had a box that was acting up a little bit, and they were Johnny on the spot. They came out and worked on this, so this is great. Because I think we've all had experiences with our cable companies that have not been pleasant, but these folks have been marvelous. So it's really wonderful.
Well, they see Tom Skilling, and they're like, "Well, this guy, we need him. We absolutely need him to have everything. All his technology needs to be working, especially now. The city needs you, and we're so happy you spent time with us too, Tom. I know it's a hugely busy day for you. It's awesome.
Oh, Anna, I'll tell you, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Greetings to you. Stay safe and warm through all this, and to everybody else out there too. And Anna, we'll talk next Tuesday.
Talk next Tuesday. You too,
yes.
Tom. Take care, okay? Be well.
Hey, Anna.
Tom Skilling, segments. Bye. Bye for now. Till next Tuesday. Sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems.